WP. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. This is the Christina Liu Show, the Christina Liu Birthday Show.
Right,
we're here with Otto and Paula and Christina. And just this is our last segment, but just what I want to do before it, I just want to make sure I want to thank Dan Cox, who's the director,
yes,
and basically runs the station and, you know, approves everything that goes on, which is very, very important. Sandra, who called in, who is one of Christina's best friends going back for years. John and Kim Kamen, who John
That's
is
great.
The supervisor, was the supervisor of the town when Project Independence mm-hmm. was created. Jay, of course, the babe, my babe, Jay. Jay, who called in.
The babe.
The babe, you know. And Sandra's the buddy and Jay's the babe.
And hopefully Jay took his medicine today.
Yes, right.
Yes, oh, he's going to be a good boy. And then, of course, the current supervisor of the town, North Hempstead, Judy Bosworth,
yes,
who maintains her love for Project Independence as she did in the legislature, mm-hmm, and now as the town supervisor. And that's what you need. You need the people at the top to have respect for what you guys are doing.
Yes.
And it's not even respect for what you're doing. You have to respect what you're doing. You have to love who you're doing it for.
Yes.
That's what really makes
it. And that's what's great about Supervisor Bosworth, too, you know, when you just mentioned, like, you know, when she was in the legislature, mm-hmm, she was so
huge supporter
of Project Independence.
Yeah.
So it was a seamless train. You know, it wasn't someone coming in who didn't know about, you know, Project Independence.
No,
she,
we were
like,
thrilled.
Had, right.
It, okay,
it was,
okay.
Well,
yeah,
we were
right.
thrilled.
It was such a wonderful thing. I mean, she was always at events for Project Independence.
I remember talking to her prior to her winning, because I was concerned about where Project Independence
mm-hmm.
was going. And I got pretty specific about names, saying how great the people were doing
right.
with her prior to it. Because I had this image that, okay, you get in there, you finally win. Now I'm going to appoint my people to take over and do this whole thing. That's not what happened here, which I was very happy to see. It was.
Me too.
I support the fact that these people are doing a really good job, and we're going to continue with the program the way it is. And I thought that was a major,
right,
from a perspective of images people have of politics, you know, where I'm going to bring my team in.
Right, right.
You know? That's not what happened. And the people who were there who were doing a really good job are still there. And as Paula said, she's been there since the beginning. And nobody bumped her out and said, I'm going to put, you know, who, JoJo.
Right, I agree, but that's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah.
If you weren't doing good, you should be bumped.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, if you're not doing your job.
Right.
If you are doing your job and you get bumped for somebody else who's a friend, that's the wrong thing.
I agree, that's hard, and that doesn't happen, which is a credit to Judy.
Absolutely.
That doesn't happen.
It definitely did not happen.
No, and it happens in many places. Somebody new comes in, all of a sudden there's crying, and you just see the mess. And it's just, it's not fair because you disrupt somebody's life.
Oh, yeah,
and sometimes you bring in somebody who can be as competent, but oftentimes the person is not even at the caliber, because to take over anything with Project Independence at this point would be so difficult.
Yeah. We were just at the point, you know, when Supervisor Bosworth was elected, where we had now expanded to every region.
Right.
And so we were in our own sense, in our own end of that transition, where, you know, we had everything in place. We had all our staff in place, and the program was going really well. And it's very nerve-wracking, you know, not just personally, but for the team. You know, the team itself worries, and they were reassured, you know, really right away, you know, that everything was going to be fine. And Otto was so wonderful. But, you know, to us, that means a lot, you know, that someone speaks up and, you know, shares that those concerns. But, you know, the Project Independence now completely expanded about 3 years.
Yeah, I think 2012 was, I think.
Yeah,
was
so
like
2000, final. Yeah, so a little bit more was when we were every region. Because that, you know, that's, there was a lot going on in the building process.
And that's important. You have to, if you're in, if it's a town organization, so
you
to
wanted
speak,
to do it
you
right.
have to cover it right, because you can't leave.
Right, we couldn't,
you know,
go too fast and too far and then not be able to deliver the services that people deserved. So that's why we looked at that carefully.
I remember
carefully.
Going to each of the
Otto came
advisory
to every new
committee.
Really?
Everyone.
Oh, in the beginning,
the
as they made it.
He was our spokesman.
Okay.
Yeah, to say, you know, what we did in New Hyde Park kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the feeling I had. You had a good turnout at all of them.
Yes,
and big the people
events.
Were all receptive.
Mm-hmm.
And you had people within that group that were going to do something,
right?
You
mm-hmm.
know,
that's how
in
our advisory boards
advisory
were born.
Committees.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
just another plug for the advisory board. It's so
important.
It's
so important.
You know, I mean, some are big, some are small, but you just go. You go to New Hyde Park, there's coffee and stuff. Just it's almost a little social.
Only a little coffee.
Only a little coffee.
Yeah, I got in trouble.
They actually made the coffee.
I made the coffee on Monday. And everyone's like, wow, what about the bagels? And I'm like, you know, we watch our budget. We never finished that conversation. I did put out some cookies. I bought some cookies and some things. Right.
Yeah, but the point was, I can't remember. I think we had a commercial break or whatever.
Right, right.
But anyhow, the point of that whole thing was that because you now had seven advisory groups.
Right, that's what I told
and
everybody.
Buying,
there's a budget.
Buying big piles of bagels for all
right.
seven
I
of
said,
them.
Yeah. That's not
it
in the
budget.
It
was decided that
right.
that's not yeah. going to be right. the way to spend the money.
Right.
And there was nothing wrong
and
with that.
And that's what I think is okay. important right. that you just, you right. know, hit on is that, you know, project independence programs and services are always being evaluated. I mean,
right.
we monitor things extremely, you know, and luckily through the 311 system and through our own data that we collect, we're able to look at things and say, all right, this isn't really working, you know, so we're not trying to do things that aren't, you know, working. And I think that's what's so important about the program is that it's constantly being looked at and
right.
changed and tweaked. And it's, you know, just to keep it efficient and successful, which
right.
is
and if something's not working, we really want to hear about
yeah.
it. We really, really want to hear about it because if there's something not being done efficiently and we can put that resource somewhere else, we're all for that. Absolutely.
Well,
and,
actually, just
you know,
one thing. I don't have the number in front of me. I don't want to
yeah.
make it up. You probably have it. The number of 311 calls that actually go to Project Independence.
Christina can give you.
It was, well, I know we're like 45% of all the calls.
45% of all the calls to North Hempstead
really?
311
yeah.
are just Project Independence.
Wow.
That's, I mean, if you
that's
think
why
of,
we
that's
sit
all
in front of the screen
the
all day.
That are
that's
out
why
there
we're
and
in
stuff.
Front of
and actually, yeah, anybody calling 311, it gets routed to either Christina or Paula.
Transportation goes separately, but then it comes all the human, you know, most everything
yeah,
else comes through us.
Yeah, because in 2015, there was 28,392 service requests for just Project Independence.
28,000.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. And
that's
for
huge.
For the entire town, it was 62,683, which means that we're 45%
of the
okay.
calls.
And that's another, you know, another hat that I really like love wearing is actually
oh, yeah.
compiling all these
all
numbers.
Data.
Because I think,
mean?
You know, when you see a number, it really just impact. I mean, when you see that, it really shows, you know, very clearly all the work that goes on. So it's a fun thing.
You
to
really
just,
have to
right.
look behind the number.
Right.
Well, that's
exactly.
the other thing too.
What
right.
does that mean? 28,000. That's
right.
a lot of phone
yeah.
calls.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
This gives us so,
right.
and it breaks it down by region, so we right. know yeah. which regions, how many people are using it, how much more we need somewhere else, and obviously we collect all the data: who signs in and who's using what services.
And what we also, you know, started doing this year with our.
Just interrupt you, I'm sorry. That's 75 calls a day.
Yeah, that's...
When you mm-hmm. think about that.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot.
You know, it makes your head dizzy. 7 days a week? Because
yeah.
you can call
yeah.
in on the weekends.
Yeah. yeah.
I'm not saying you're going to
yeah.
get answered
right.
immediately, depending
yeah.
on it is.
Transportation, you know, yeah, you yeah. will. That'll get set up over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
The direct calls right. that we're handling, you know.
But that's what, you know, is. And with our social worker nursing, you know, this year we've also develop these new tools to get data from them because there was so much that they do that we really wanted like the specifics on all like the services and stuff. So it's been really cool to see all the different
right.
numbers, which right. just, you know, blows your mind. I mean, nurses served 495 unduplicated PI
people
members.
Nursing, yeah.
And then social work was 968.
Unduplicated people.
Right.
Which means,
right.
I mean, that one
right.
person can receive, you know,
hundreds of different services, kinds of calls
or whatever.
Right. Yeah. But then what we do also now with these new constituent data sheets that Christina had a huge role in developing is every Friday I block off an hour or two in the afternoon and I go into each nurse and social worker's notes. And I'm not going to necessarily read all the private information case notes, but the constituent data sheet gives me a snapshot of the work that was provided. So I can kind of see.
Right,
and
it gives you like a little more information in the SR system.
To see, you know, what
right.
we really are getting at. And then I work closely with the supervisors of the nurses and the social workers. So we speak really once a week with the outside supervisors to make sure, because we're delivering a lot of human service.
Now,
they are.
Important point with that is that privacy is respected because I remember
absolutely.
Asking somebody
that was a big deal,
about,
right.
I won't even mention the name, but mm-hmm. one of the people who's a member in New mm-hmm. Hyde Park, I was curious what mm-hmm. was going on. And all I know is there was a call. That's
right.
it. I don't know anything
right.
else. And right. that's the way it should be.
It's 100%.
Right. And that's how it was built. So really only Christina and I, for the most part, can see mm-hmm. the human service requests. Anyone can get the count, you know.
Mm-hmm. We only have another minute or two to go, mm-hmm. so I just want to go around once. I want to wish you a happy birthday. Aww. I think I love you so much. You're a wonderful person, and coming here is such a joy. Having met you is one of the highlights of my life. It really is. Aww. You're a wonderful person.
Thanks, John.
You're just completely. No, it's the truth.
Well, I would like to add to that also. I'm saying that it's been a super pleasure. I'm involved with you with the newsletter what else do we do? The radio committee and sometimes the advisory committee. I'm only here like every 3 or 4 weeks. Probably would like to do more, but not really.
truly, I put that in writing, Otto. You better watch out.
Truly, truly love the experience. I think you do a fantastic job. If I was still in my corporate world, like I've warned Paula, I would try to
borrow you. Please don't steal her. No, trust me.
I've heard him say that.
I think you do a great job. You're a beautiful person, and Paula as well. You guys are very sincere about what you do, and I think you do a great job.
Paula,
so I'm happy to be.
I'm going to come to this radio show anytime. You invite
Paula,
guess
why I come back so happy on Friday?
Right. I know why you come back so happy. I'm not going to make Christina start crying because she knows I love her dearly. My worst fear is that we will lose her someday,
never.
And she says never.
Not
but
going anywhere.
She is just going to reach the stars. This is a very special, special young lady in every way. And if you get to work with Christina. You're a very lucky person. So,
terrific.
Thank you, John.
I thank you all so much. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, and you are ending the Christina Liu birthday show. Christina?
Wow, I can't believe it's over. I'm speechless.
If any of us could sing, we would sing.
Yeah, well, I got it. We'll be here next week for everybody. Have a great week. Thanks.